This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Smith, the 3-2 pitch, swing and a high fly ball. Center field coming in is Rojas. He's calling. He has got it!
Yeah!
Lorenzen leaps into the arms of Real Muto, and the Phillies pile out of the dugout. In front of the mound, they celebrate a no-hitter tonight by Michael Lorenzen in his second start as a Philly.
And for the first time since that start, we get to watch that guy again tonight. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, obviously on the call for that with Scott Franski. He'll be on the call tonight. Phillies and the Nats, the Scott Franski call-in brought to you
Scott.
By Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Seems like a long time ago that happened.
Yeah, it seems like forever. But you know what, Scott? You know what I'm excited about? Because in the last 2 weeks, we've gotten to talk to you on a positive note. Not so much since Joe's been back, but still. We get to talk to you on a positive note. And the last game looked like the offense is starting to come alive. And Bryce Harper, do you see the same thing?
Well, I thought it was encouraging. I mean, obviously, every offense is going to have tough stretches. They were real good at the beginning of the homestand for a long stretch. Obviously, as we talked about last week, they were facing – subpar pitching, and they knew that it would be different when Minnesota came to town, and it was. Lopez and Gray, and then facing Kikuchi the other night, he was really, really good. But I thought it was really important to come out and put something together against Gausman. And they did that. That was great. It was good to see.
It was. And, Scott, they got the win because the offense, in spite of Aaron Nola not pitching great, and it was not awful, but it was similar to what we saw a lot this year. And, Scott, now we're at the point now with this team as we start to look forward to October. It's not a lock, and certainly they have a lot of work to do, but they've given themselves a little cushion. So our minds started to wonder, what would an October rotation look like, a wild card series rotation? Scott, Lorenzen has pitched great. He'll go tonight. Zach Wheeler obviously headlines the rotation, and they have other interesting options like Ranger Suarez. Scott, do you think right now, if a wild card series started tomorrow, Aaron Nola would get a start?
Yeah, I do. If it happened right now, he would. I still think that he would. But again, we're a long way from the end. I mean, yes, I agree with you. I think you start thinking about those things, and I think you start planning for those kinds of things. There's by no stretch in the bag, but I think they're thinking along those lines. I still think they would err with Aaron for a lot of different reasons. One is there's trust in him. Rob Thompson and those guys, they have a lot of trust in Aaron, and Rob's a guy who believes in his players. You know what I mean? He believes in his players more than he believes in a scheme. And he knows that if he could, now, it may not be a dominant seven-inning performance, but it also may not have to be in a wild card series because you get through a couple times through the order and maybe you go to somebody else. Maybe Rangers piggybacking on somebody or Walker is, something like that. But I still think they trust Nola, and that's why he would get a start.
Well, and on top of that, Scott, and I agree with you on this, and I would keep him in a playoff rotation. I've been trying to think what could be their best 12 pitchers, and the way I thought of it is, Lorenzen and Ranger, they have flexibility. They could go to the bullpen. If Nola's not starting, I don't know what kind of role he would serve for them.
Yeah, I don't think you would have him do anything other than start. I mean, if he doesn't start, he's not on the roster, in my mind, because that's who he is. That's who he's always been. And the other guys you mentioned, whether it's Ranger or whether it's Lorenzen, even to some extent Walker, I think you could probably make the case that there's other things they can do. But Nola is the one guy I don't think they would change at this point. I think he's going to start a game. Now, again, it may not be maybe two times through the order, maybe more, but if he's pitching well, but I just think he's a starter.
Let's go back to that no-hitter that Michael Lorenzen hit. And I got to tell you, Scott, I you know, full disclosure, I didn't know it was a no-hitter until the game was over.
So, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
But we got to get you up to speed.
Yeah, I got to get up to speed, man. But talk to me about what was it about him that made Topper trust him in that moment? Because, you know, you worry about pitchers getting hurt and things like that. So what was it, do you think, that he saw in him that gave him that kind of, you know, trust, put that trust in him to go as long as he did?
Well, I mean, I think he, obviously he's, you know, he doesn't know Michael. He's not been around him but for a couple starts. But Caleb Cotham does. And I think he, you know, I mean, it was the reaction that he got through after seven innings. You know, it was like, you know, I mean, obviously he wants to give the player a chance to do something like that. But it goes against his nature in terms of extending him beyond those limits by that much. So, but I think it's partly the response he gets, you know, are you good? Are you strong? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm strong. And I think that's, you know, when a pitcher, when a pitcher makes you believe that, and again, there are pitchers there that don't, you know, there are the guys there that will be like, ah, yeah, I'm okay. You know, they'll say they're okay, but that's the way they say it.
Right? Yeah.
So I think that he, you know, and I do think he was, there was a limit there that he was going to reach. And I think it was probably, you know, Rob's told me a few times, that was the last batter. That was it. So if he didn't get him, he was coming out. So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're talking to Scott Fransky here. Yeah, and it was amazing the way he finished that thing off and a lot of pitches, but I think the built-in extra time certainly probably played into the decision as well. Scott Fransky with us here as the Lorenzen will go tonight. Scott, we've seen some outstanding defensive players with this franchise over the years. I mean, JT in recent years, obviously J-Roll, Victorino won some gold gloves. You know, way back in the day it was Roland, it was Schmidt. I know it's a very small sample, but when you watch Johan Rojas, Scott, in center field, he just makes it seem so effortless. He just glides to the baseball. I'm not saying he's in that class already, but it feels like he is a special defensive player in center field.
Yeah, I would agree. The thing that always strikes me is that a ball leaves the bat and you're thinking gapper, right? And you know, sometimes you're fooled, you're wrong from where we sit. You know, ball tails one way or the other, tails away from a player, tails back into the, you know, fielder, whatnot, these kinds of things. I just don't feel like Rojas has, I mean, he just makes it look too easy, right? You look up and he's like, oh, he's already there. Like, how is he getting these jumps? How is he already in position before your eyes can even adjust to the flight of the ball? It's really been something to watch. And we were having this discussion, Murph and Stock and I were kind of talking about, what happened? You know, Pache is on the way back and Marsh is on the way back. And, you know, like, how do you, and I just think of, you know, kind of like you were talking about with a playoff roster, how do you view Johan Rojas? And I think you have to take into account that he has right now two things that are elite, his speed and his defense. And maybe he doesn't hit, you know, again, he's only been here for a few weeks and maybe he'll get exposed and maybe he won't hit and he's not going to be a huge, but man, in a playoff game with those two skill sets, those two elite skill sets, his speed and his defense, I don't think he has to be on your roster at some, you know, in some way, shape, or form. He may not start, but I think he's got to be one of your bench guys.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Dave Roberts for the Red Sox in 2004 changed baseball history with those skill sets.
Yeah, right.
Scott, let's end with this. Monday, the Giants come in here. They're not playing very well right now, but they are just a couple games behind the Phillies in the wild card standings. Do you anticipate the Phillies treating those games importantly? And the reason being, home field advantage in that first round could be between the Giants and the Phillies there for who gets it in the wild card series. Do you think they'll treat those games as important games or just as is, what a bunch of games to go before we get to October?
I think they will all say that every game's important, and it is. You get down to it, and how often nowadays is it one game is the difference, right? So every game's important. But I think home field over those guys is really important. Now, again, you're way behind the eight ball in terms of the tiebreaker and all that because you got swept out there, right? So you need to take all three of them, and that's hard to do. So I do think at the outset they think about just a game and winning a series, but I do think it's important. I mean, I think it's really important to because they just haven't played well there for years. Right? Like a decade they haven't played well in San Francisco. Whatever reason. So I do think they need and I think they want to host it just in general. They want to host. If they're going to end up the wild card, they want to host this time. And because they know what the crowd means, they know what home field means and all that. So yeah, I do think it's important to them. Is it more important than every other game? Does he manage differently than every other game? I don't know about that. But I do think there's some importance on it.
Yeah, they'll have some big game feel to it, and hopefully it'll lead to a first-round Red October here in Philadelphia. Scott, we always appreciate you hopping on, and we'll be listening tonight down in D.C. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
You too.